would you go on those weekends? Where would you go out?
Well, the very early in the piece, my first trip to Sydney was when I was at uni, and this was 1972, and I'd been told about a few places, like the Rex Hotel.
Yep.
In the Cross, and that was in. And first time I was here, I met a guy who was a footballer for Western Suburbs Rugby League Club, gorgeous. And he took me down to this place down the bottom of the hill towards a Navy base called the Barrel Inn.
Yep.
And that was my very first engagement with what you might call the leather scene, because it was a leather bar.
And what did you think?
Well, I'd never struck this before. So, I mean, I was very fit and good-looking and muscly and all that, so I was rather popular. So, yeah, people were interested in me. But from then on, I would come back. When I came back to Sydney, I'd go and visit the Barrel Inn or go to the Rex or whatever.
So what are your memories of the Barrel Inn?
Lots of leather guys standing around the wall.
A small place or...?
Mate, you're going back 35 years now, aren't you? I mean, loud music, lots of leather guys. It was fascinating because I wasn't part of it. You know what I mean? I'd come in, and every time I'd go in there, which might be once every 6 months, I'd be like regarded as fresh meat, if you know what I mean. So I never had a problem getting, you know. And the thing that I was more attracted to that, because to a large extent it came across as being masculine and rugged, whereas, for example, the bottoms up bar at the Rex, you know, had a liberal sprinkling of drag queens and used much more stereotypical effeminate guys, which didn't do much for me at all.
Yep.